Here is a phrasal verb you probably know pretty well already. Stand up. What does it mean? Well, of course, it means getting up from your chair and standing on your own two feet. But if so, then what's a stand-up guy? Or stand-up comedy? Or standing up your date? Do all of these phrases mean getting up from your chair? No, of course not. But you may have heard these phrases and other stand-up phrases before. Today, we'll talk about the different meanings of stand up. Yeah! I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. A friend was telling me about a new employee at his company. "That new guy seems like a pretty stand-up guy," he said. Would you want to be called a stand-up guy or a stand-up woman? Well, it's not bad to be called a stand-up person, actually. A stand-up person is a trustworthy, reliable, honest person. A person with good morals or a work ethic. So a stand-up person isn't bad at all. Well, if stand-up person has such a good meaning, if it means trustworthy, reliable, and honest, you might think that being stood up for a date must also have a good meaning. Well, not so fast. Actually, that's a pretty bad meaning. To stand a person up means to fail to show up for a meeting or date or rendezvous. In fact, a stand-up guy would never stand up his date. Have you ever watched a movie and heard someone say, "Your story won't stand up in court"? What? A story can stand up? Well, of course not. But in this case, stand up means to be believable or credible. Well, that's already a lot of usages. But what about the phrase stand up for? As in, "I will stand up for women's rights." Any ideas what that means? Well, stand up for means to support or defend something or someone. Here's another example. You have to stand up for your rights.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the phrase, "Stand up and be counted"? What could that possibly mean? I'll give you a hint. You might hear it at a political rally or demonstration. It's similar to standing up for something. The idea in "stand up and be counted" is that you don't hide in the back. You stand proudly for your ideas and beliefs. Stand up for what you believe. This is the kind of advice we Americans hear all the time from older generations. I wonder if people from other countries also hear this kind of advice growing up. If you have a comment on this, please leave your comment on the 3-Minute English comments page. I'd be interested to hear your perspective. Try to use "stand up" in some of these ways, and listen for "stand up" to be used in these ways in movies or on TV. Your English is going to sound better. If you have any questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at ventureenglish.com and leave a comment. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Preston. This has been 3-Minute English.